Welcome to Bill Caden's Primetime Boxing, the original blow-by-blow ringside broadcast of boxing's greatest fights by Don Dunphy, the all-time champion of boxing commentators. Your host, Bill Caden, legendary manager of seven world champions, including such outstanding fighters as Wilfred Benitez, Edwin Rosario, Mike Tyson, Vinny Pacienza, and named Manager of the Year an unprecedented 14 times by boxing's most prestigious organizations, including the Boxing Writers of America. And now here he is, Bill Caden.
Thank you. I'm delighted to present Primetime Boxing, featuring Don Dunphy's broadcasts of Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Robinson, Rocky Marciano, and other legendary fighters in the greatest fights in boxing history.
Let's go back to 1956. Rocky Marciano has announced his retirement as undefeated heavyweight champion of the world, and world light heavyweight king Archie Moore meets 21-year-old Floyd Patterson of Brooklyn, New York, for the vacant World Heavyweight Championship crown.
Archie Moore floored Rocky Marciano in the second round of their World Heavyweight title bout at Yankee Stadium on September 21, 1955, before succumbing in round 9.
When Marciano retired the following April, many looked on Moore as Rocky's heir apparent, Moore himself included. Archie's seven-round TKO of James J. Parker in Toronto was advertised as a World Heavyweight title bout.
But Floyd Patterson had already won a split decision over Tommy Hurricane Jackson in a 12-round title elimination bout at Madison Square Garden.
Now the stage was set for Patterson, the number one contender, to meet Ancient Archie in a scheduled 15-rounder for the vacant heavyweight championship of the world at Chicago Stadium on November 30th, 1956.
Archie Moore, a pro since 1936, is favored 12-5 at fight time. The mandatory 8 count has been waived for this title bout. The referee is Frank Sikora. The color commentator is Win Elliott. Your blow-by-blow commentator is the great Don Dunphy.
And here is Don Dunphy with round one.
Good evening, everyone. They both stick out left hands that don't land. Patterson is in with a light jab on the light heavyweight champion's face. That title is now at stake, by the way. Both boys are fighting for the heavyweight title, the biggest in the world. A light jab by Patterson is short of the mark. Moore feints the left hand, doesn't throw it. Backs along the ropes, then comes out to the center. Patterson covers up at imaginary punches, then feints out a left hand, is short with another left lead, short with another. And Moore goes down deep in the crouch to move away from one. Moore feints the left hand, backs towards the ropes, ducks under a left hand. The action is sparse at the moment as they go to close quarters with about 2.5 minutes to go in round one. Moore sticks out a jab that's short. He gets away from a hook. Neither one has landed a solid punch. Patterson comes in with a ripping left to the chin, misses a left over the head. Moore, very adept along the ropes, moves in and then moves out again and gets away from those punches. Moore backs away, throws a right hand that's short of the mark. Moore keeps that right under his chin, sticks a light jab to the nose, another jab to the chin of Floyd Patterson, nailing the youngster on the way in. Moore down deep in the crouch, takes a light jab, then a right on the head thrown by Patterson. Moore gets away from a right, misses a sweeping left uppercut fired at the head. Moore feints the left hand, takes a jab, rips the right, then a left hook to the jaw, hurting Patterson a little bit. And Floyd goes into a bob and a weave. Archie hooks the left hand to the chin, ducks under a left fired at the head. Moore takes a hard left hand to the body by Patterson. Moore sticks a light jab on the chin. Patterson in a half crouch straightens up. Both have done a lot of crouching, by the way. Moore just stands there with a wide stance, watches his man make most of the motions. Patterson goes into a crouch. He straightens up again, misses a left over the head, chops the left to the head, and that barely gets in there. Both are a little tense here in round one, as that is to be expected with that big title at stake. Patterson sticks a light jab on the chin, takes a straight right hand to the jaw by Moore, a grazing punch. Moore feints the left hand. He brings in a left hook on the mouth. Moore takes a light jab to the chin, bangs a right to the body. His hook hard, twice to the jaw. Patterson throws two lefts to the chin, and they must have hurt. He drives the left hook to the head, pounds the left hand to the body, rips the right to the head, a left to the body by Patterson, the best rally of the fight so far. Moore has to hold on with about a minute to go. Now they're at long range. Patterson finds him with a long jab. Moore comes back with a left hook to the head. There's a right to the chin. When Moore held on, it was only momentarily. He takes both hands to the head, a ripping right and a left to the head, a left hook to the body by Patterson. And Moore, taking those punches, brings up a chop to the chin. Patterson is undaunted by Moore's reputation. He's carrying the fight to him right now and having a good first round. Moore off the ropes. Patterson comes in, crowds him, digs the right to the body, a sharp right, a left hook to the chin. And then Moore comes back with a left hook and a straight right to the jaw of Patterson. Patterson having a dandy round for him. Moore is fighting back gamely. 25 seconds remaining on a good first round here in Chicago. Patterson's jab is short. He takes a short right uppercut to the chin. Moore misses a right fired at the head. Moore puts a left hook to the chin. Moore looking a little better now. Gets away from a left hook fired at by Patterson. Patterson digs the left hand to the body. It lands on the back as Moore circles a little bit. They go to close quarters, tie up in the first real clinch of the fight. And referee Frank Sikora gets them apart. Round one almost over. The bell.
Stay tuned for round two of Archie Moore versus Floyd Patterson on Bill Caton's Primetime Boxing. Welcome back to Archie Moore versus Floyd Patterson on Primetime Boxing. Here's your host, Bill Caton.
How old was Archie Moore at the time of this fight? Moore himself claimed that he was born in Collinsville, Illinois on December 13, 1913, but his mother said that he was born 3 years earlier in Benoit, Mississippi.
Archie later stated he'd given the matter serious thought and come to the conclusion he was 3 years old when he was born.
Accepting the word of his mother, Moore was almost 43 on November 30th, 1956, more than double the age of Floyd Patterson.
Now, here's Don Dundy with round two of Archie Moore versus Floyd Patterson on Bill Caton's Primetime Boxing.
Round two, Don. All right, Wynn, they get out there smartly again. Moore makes some grimaces, then bobs his gloves up and down, sticks out a jab that's short, takes a light jab to the chin by Patterson. Patterson takes a light jab by Moore. Patterson misses a left hook that's blocked. They exchange light jabs to the chin. Moore, fighting out a half crouch, moves that away from a left jab fired at him by Patterson. Moore misses a left hook fired at the head, misses another left hook as Patterson comes in, missing a left over the head himself, and pumps a short right to the chin, as does Moore. Patterson out of that half crouch again, feints the left hand, runs into a left hook to his head by Moore. Moore backs towards the ropes. Patterson has been crowding him all the time. He stuck out two jabs at a short, takes a light jab on the chin by Moore. Moore's jab is blocked in midair. Patterson is boxing beautifully at the moment. Standing at long range, he gets away from a jab. Feints the left hand. Patterson tries to lure Moore into an opening. Moore's left hand is short of the mark. Moore cocks the right hand and then drives it to the body. Takes a right chop to the head thrown by Patterson, and referee Frank Sikora, a fine official, gets them apart out of a light clinch. With 2 minutes to go on round two, Moore misses a sweeping left fired at the head, is short with a jab with his left hand. He puts a light jab on the nose, nailing Patterson on the way in. Patterson misses a left over the head, jabs a jab on the chin, puts a left to the head, a left hook to the body, and left hook to the jaw by Patterson, who fires them in good combinations when he does. He gets away from two jabs put out by Moore. Patterson's jab goes to the chin. Moore out of a half crouch, feints the left hand, takes a left hook to the chin. Moore looks very, very slow at the moment. He drives a short right hand to the body. Patterson looks like chain lightning when he fires punches. He gets away from a jab, gets away from another, takes a right on the chin by Moore. Patterson is short with the left, but he runs into a right to the chin, drives Moore into the ropes with a left hook to the head, and Moore has to cover up and bob and weave, and he did it well, as he did against Rocky Marciano some time ago. Patterson drives the left to the body, a right hand to the head, and Patterson is carrying the fight right now. He drives a right to the jaw after a left hook to the body. He takes a short right to the chin by Moore. Moore has done very, very little in these two rounds. Patterson coming on fine. Patterson goes into a clinch with Moore, and the referee has him apart. Now they're at long range again. Moore is short with the left hand. He drives a short right hand to the chin. They go to close quarters again. Again, Frank Sikora gets them apart. Now they're at long range. Patterson feints the left hand. Moore down deep. Takes the left hook to the chin. Misses the left. Misses the right. Patterson gets away from a right and brings in both hands to the head. A left and a right to the jaw. A left and a right to the jaw again after a left to the body by Patterson. He puts a short right to the chin. Moore is driven into a neutral corner and he holds on. And again, the referee comes over to get them apart. Now at long range, Moore is short with the left hand. Moore has been battered a little bit, but he is not hurt by any means. He throws a straight right hand to the jaw, puts out a jab that's short, and Patterson himself is short with a jab. Patterson's jab goes on the nose. And Moore misses the right hand over the head, puts a sharp jab on the chin. Moore comes out with a jab a couple of times at short. Moore is puffy around the right eye. He feints the left hand, feints it again. Patterson misses the left over the head. Moore goes in close, gets away from a right uppercut. Moore has not shown the flash he has shown in previous fights so far. He puts out a light jab to the chin. There's the bell and win.
Okay, Don, and it's Floyd Patterson with the speed of a mongoose in there. He knows, of course, that the Cobra punch, or at least we've all anticipated that the Cobra punch would be Moore's. And Patterson has chosen to fight of speed and guile. Speed has been his accent. He's been in there quick, whether he's fighting at a distance or in close. He's forcing as much as he can. He's shooting his punches just like chain lightning. And Moore looks slow by comparison, much slower. He's a more heavily muscled man up at the top. He's more than Patterson, and by comparison, his movements are a second or two behind.
Stay tuned. Round three of Archie Moore versus Floyd Patterson is coming right up on Bill Caden's Primetime Boxing. Welcome once again to Archie Moore versus Floyd Patterson on Primetime Boxing with your host, Bill Caden.
Floyd Patterson was born in Waco, North Carolina, but grew up in Brooklyn, New York. Floyd did his first boxing in reform school, but came into his own at Customato's famous Gramercy Park Gym.
Floyd became an outstanding amateur middleweight, winning the 1952 Golden Gloves and that year's Olympic title in Helsinki, Finland.
Patterson's fast hands and peekaboo style carried him to 30 victories in 31 pro fights prior to his bout with Moore.
Floyd's one loss came in a close eight-rounder against former world light heavyweight champ Joey Maxim at Brooklyn's Eastern Parkway Arena, where Floyd had 12 of his first 21 paid bouts. Here's Don Dunphy with round three of Archie Moore versus Floyd Patterson on Bill Caden's Primetime Boxing.
Round three now, scheduled for 15 rounds in Chicago. Moore sticks out a light jab to the chin, feints the left hand, is short with a jab. They exchange jabs on the nose. Patterson is short with a left jab fired at the head. Moore goes down in that crouch again, leans away, misses the left hook over the head as Patterson ducks it. Moore puts a short right hand to the body and is told by the referee to keep his punches up. That's the first penalization, if it turns out to be one, the first warning of the fight. Moore feints the left hand. Patterson comes in on and puts a jab, another jab to the head by Patterson. And a right hand to the body, a left hook, another left hook to the head by Patterson. And Moore counters with a left hook to the jaw. Patterson is outscoring the older man by about 4-1, we'd guess. Moore puts out a short right to the chin. Patterson is short with a left hand, feints the left, gets away from a right fired out by Moore. Moore grazes the chin with the right hand, is short with a jab. Moore out of a half crouch, shoots a jab at the chin, is short. And Patterson puts a rapier-like left hand twice on the chin. Two hard jabs by Patterson. Then he misses the left over the head, misses the left, and is countered with a right hand to the body. Moore digs a hard left hand to the midsection as they go to close quarters for a moment. 2 minutes to go in round three. Moore's left hook goes on the chin. He throws a grazing right to the head and is countered with a left hand to the body by Patterson. Patterson gets away from a jab, puts a sharp jab on Moore's face. Patterson puts out another jab that's short. Moore bobbing and weaving, feints the left hand. Patterson coming in, trying for the kill. Gets away from a jab, puts out a left to the head. Moore finds him with a jab and takes a jab on the chin and overhand right to the head by Patterson. A good solid punch. Moore retaliates with a right that's short and gets away from a left hook fired at his head. On the inside, Moore chops the left hand to the body. A minute and a half to go in the round. Moore puts a jab on the chin. Patterson having another good round, misses the left hand over the head. Feints the left, takes a grazing right to the jaw, comes in with a sharp left hook to the head. Patterson puts that jab on the mouth. Feints the left hand, pumps away with a jab, drives the left hand to the body, and is cutting the older man down. Moore comes in with a right uppercut to the head, is driven back with a left hook to the jaw that hurt him. A right and a left to the head, a right to the body by Patterson. Patterson puts a short right uppercut to the jaw, and Moore takes another beating in there on the inside, and then takes a right chop to the head as referee Frank Sikora gets them apart. There is blood on the hair of Archie Moore, and I'm trying to figure out where it's coming from. Patterson drives both hands to the head, rips the right and the left to the jaw. He's got Moore on the rope. He puts the right uppercut to the head. Moore hooks the left to the chin, drives the right to the jaw. Patterson drives both hands to the head. Moore's hair is covered with blood, and I don't know whether it's coming from him or from Patterson. Patterson may be cut around the left side of his face. Moore ducks under a left hand, fired to the head. Again, they go to close quarters. We still don't know where the blood is coming from. They're moving around the ring so far. There may be a cut on Archie's head. That's a possibility. His face is now covered with blood. Moore puts out a jab to the chin. Patterson takes a right to the head thrown by Moore. Moore puts that jab on the chin again. Moore goes down deep in the crouch, sticks out a jab to the chin. Patterson feints the left hand, doesn't throw it. About 15 seconds to go on the round. Patterson getting away from a right uppercut. Crashes the right to the chin. Moore comes back on the right, another right to the jaw. Left hook to the head by Moore. And Moore puts on his first real rally of the fight. But Patterson drives a hard right hand to the body. The bell.
Just ahead, round four of Archie Moore versus Floyd Patterson on Bill Caden's Primetime Boxing. Welcome back to Archie Moore versus Floyd Patterson on Bill Caden's Primetime Boxing.
Archie Moore and Floyd Patterson both began their pro careers as middleweights. Moore won the California State middleweight title in 1943 after 7 years in the pro ranks.
Patterson weighed 164.5 for his pro debut against Eddie Godbold at New York's St. Nicholas Arena in September 1952 and weighed as much as 180 on only two occasions prior to this bout with Moore. Here's round four of Archie Moore versus Floyd Patterson on Bill Caden's Primetime Boxing.
Moore gets out there, feints the left hand. They work frantically on Archie in the interim. There's a light jab to the body by Moore. Patterson, sensing he's got the title within his grasp, keeps coming on, feints the left hand. Moore sticks out a jab to the chin. Moore is off balance from a jab to his head. He gets away from another jab. Moore moving in on his man. The cut seems to be beyond the left eye and above the nose of Archie Moore, but it really bled last round. It was all over him. He feints the left hand, sticks out a jab to the body. Patterson crouches, waits for Moore to make a move. Archie seems a little on edge. He feints the left hand, puts the left hook to the jaw of Patterson. Moore feints the left hand again, goes into a half crouch, gets away from her jab. Patterson then goes into a crouch. They exchange crouches. Moore comes in with a right, then a hard left hook to the jaw. Archie puts a jab on the nose of Floyd Patterson. Patterson has him off balance from a jab on the chin. Moore comes off the rope, feints the left hand, ducks the left, fired at his head by Patterson, and Moore misses a short right fired at the jaw. Moore puts out that jab on the chin, another jab to the mouth by Archie Moore, another jab to the chin. Moore coming on a little bit. Patterson fires the left to the head, puts a hard left hook to the jaw, and pumps away with two, three right hands to the body as they move in close, and the referee gets them apart. 2 minutes to go in round four. Patterson comes in fast with a hard left hook to the jaw, and Moore grabs him and ties him up easily. Now they're at long range again. Moore sticks out a jab to the chin, sticks out a jab on the face, feints the left hand, misses the left over the head. Moore is forcing the action, something he didn't do on the first three rounds. Patterson shoots out a jab that's short and takes a grazing right to the chin. Patterson on the inside puts a right to the body, and the pace slows down a little bit. 2 minutes to go here in round four. Patterson digs a right to the body, misses the left hand over the head. Moore puts a short right to the chin, moves away from the left, back towards the ropes, digs the left to the body, chops the right up a cut to the jaw, and takes the left to the head thrown by Patterson, and they go in close again and struggle on the inside as the referee comes over to get them apart. Now they're at long range. Moore feints the left hand, takes a short right to the chin, digs a light right to the body of Patterson. Patterson moves in on Moore, who's on the ropes again, and feints his way out, misses the right over the head. Patterson counters him with a solid left hand to the body. Moore takes a short right up a cut to the jaw, misses the right at the head, takes a left and a right and a grazing left to the head. Moore misses the right over the head and it looks a little bit tired. Moore puts that jab to the chin, he misses a wild right, and then puts a hard right hand to the jaw. Patterson's in with a jab to the chin. Moore scores a hard left to the body, digs the right hand to the body. About 45 seconds remaining in round four. The pace slows a little bit, but Moore looks a little better. He misses a right fired at the head, misses another right hand. Patterson feints the left hand, feints it again, puts a light jab on the nose. Moore moves in on his man, out of a half crouch, takes a pumping right to the chin, chops his own right hand to the jaw, chops another left to the head of Patterson as the referee gets him out of a clinch. Moore digs a light left hand to the body. Patterson works both hands to the body, hooks the left hand to the head. Moore covers up, takes a short right on the jaw as Patterson comes off the ropes with another right on the chin of Moore. Both short punches. Moore takes a light left to the body. Moore throws a grazing right to the chin, feints the left hand, misses the left over the head, and drives the right hand to the jaw. Moore digs the left hand to the body and is hurt by two left hooks on the chin. A jab staggers Moore at the bell.
And stagger him he did too, Don. Moore throughout the fight has not had any crispness to him at all. His punches have not carried authority, whereas the younger man has been in there with crispness, with confidence, and with lightning-like exchanges. And it's been all Patterson so far. In that past round, the fourth, it seemed to me that Moore was shooting his right hands. He didn't connect with any, but he was shooting them in desperation. I don't know how much longer this fight has to go.
Stay tuned for round five of Archie Moore against Floyd Patterson on Bill Caden's Primetime Boxing. Welcome back to Archie Moore versus Floyd Patterson on Bill Caden's Primetime Boxing. Here once again is Bill.
Archie Moore and Floyd Patterson both wound up training on Wednesday, November 28th, 2 days before the fight.
Chicago's Midwest gym was packed as Moore went one fast round each with Johnny Riggins and Clarence Hinnant, bringing to 177 the total number of rounds he sparred to prepare for Floyd Patterson.
Floyd held his last sparring sessions on Tuesday, and spent that last day doing road work and exercises in his camp at Sportsman Park.
Here's Don Dunphy with round five of Archie Moore versus Floyd Patterson on Bill Caden's Primetime Boxing.
And here's Don. And with all that, the element of a contest is still in there. Is Archie Moore ever dangerous? Misses the right hand over the head. Patterson takes a light jab on the chin. Moore forcing the fight a little more in the last two rounds than he did in the first three. Patterson backs away a little bit. Shoots out a jab that's wide of the mark. Paints the left hand. Moore is coming in on him out of that half crouch. Moore apparently looking for an opening for the one punch that could turn it his way. Patterson misses the left hook fired at the head. Patterson trying not to make a mistake. Takes a grazing left hook on the jaw by Moore. Patterson is sharp with the left hand. Takes a left hook to the head. Moore misses a left hook, misses another, and gets away from a left that Patterson misses. Patterson shoots out a jab on the chin. Moore is short with a jab. Takes a light jab on the chin by Patterson. Another jab on the head by Patterson. Moore comes off the ropes, feigning the left hand. Patterson keeps his gloves up high, then goes down deep in a crouch. Moore is jabbed twice with a hard left hand and ripped with a right to the jaw. A sharp jab on the mouth by Patterson. That was a whistling right hand that caught Archie on the way in and drove him back a step or two. He takes a jab to the chin. Moore is now bleeding under the left eye again from that earlier cut. Moore misses a wild left fired at the jaw. Paints the left hand, digs the left to the body and nails his man with a right to the jaw as they move in close and the referee gets them apart. 2 minutes to go here in round five. Patterson misses the left hand, digs both hands to the body. Hooks a short right on the jaw. Digs the left hand to the body of Moore. Moore takes both hands to the head, makes no return. Then comes back with a jab to the chin. Moore feints the left hand, misses the left fired at the head. Moore is missing a lot, no question about it. Patterson's jab is short. He takes a short right, then a left hook to the head, then a light jab on the jaw thrown by Moore. Patterson backs out of range, misses the left hand over the head. As they go to close quarters, Moore grabs hold of Patterson, and referee Frank Sicora comes over to get them apart. Patterson backs towards the ropes, brings in a short left hand to the head, misses the right fired at the head, and lunges in with his shoulder to cover up on Moore. Moore takes the left jab to his body, and he misses the right, and Patterson slips to the canvas. No knockdown. The referee quickly wipes off the gloves. Patterson slips. There's been no knockdown in the fight yet. There's a left hook put out by both simultaneously. Both land. Moore is short with two left hands. And Moore is down for left hook to the jaw. Moore is down flat on his face. Three, four. He's getting to his knees. Five, six. He's on one knee and he staggers up. And he's badly hurt, I think. He took a seven count. Patterson's after Moore sinks down. And this may be the end of the fight. I don't know. He's trying to get up from that short right. The count is five, six, and he is wary as he grabs hold of the ropes. It's all over. It is all over. Floyd Patterson by a knockout in the fifth round. Floyd Patterson by a knockout.
Okay, Don is going to get up into the ring to try to get Floyd Patterson, the new world heavyweight champion. The punch that ended the fight was one of those leaping gazelle left hooks that caught Moore right on the left-hand side of his jaw. His eyes flipped. He went right down on his face. Don is up there. I'm going to follow him as he heads over to Patterson. We're feeding out the rope. Don is patting Patterson on the back. He grabs him by the left hand. He can't catch his attention. But Don is out there, and just as soon as he can get Patterson to the microphone, we'll bring you the first word. Don, go ahead.
I'm up in the ring with the new heavyweight champion of the world. Congratulations, Floyd.
You made a
wonderful effort tonight.
Thank you.
How do you feel about Archie?
Very good.
Did he bother you at any time?
He's a hard puncher.
Well, he didn't hurt you, though, did he? I didn't think he did.
Not serious,
I know you're out of breath. I shouldn't have grabbed you so soon, but I know there's going to be a mob in here in the ring in a moment. What is your reaction of the fight, Floyd?
Well, I'm glad.
Well, naturally, I know you're glad, but I want to know, were you confident all the time? When did you feel you had him?
Well, actually, it came as a surprise to me.
Okay.
I know Archie is a good fighter, very good fighter, and I really didn't expect to stop him. More surprised to me, I think, than anybody else.
Did you expect to win on a decision?
Yes.
Well, good luck and congratulations to you, Floyd.
The time, 2:27 of round five.
Floyd Patterson successfully defended his world heavyweight title against Tommy Hurricane Jackson, Olympic champion Pete Rademacher, Roy Harris, and Brian London before losing it to Sweden's Ingemar Johansson in 1959.
Patterson then became the first man to regain the title when he knocked out Johansson in the fifth round on June 20, 1960.
Archie Moore never again fought for the world heavyweight title, but remained light heavyweight champion until 1962 when he was 48 years old. Archie Moore died on December 9th, 1998.
This is Bob Page inviting you to tune in for the next edition of Bill Caton's Primetime Boxing, where the great fights of yesterday live again today through the magic of radio, the theater of the mind.